We need to be prepared for atheism to become mainstream. As we succeed in making the world an easier place to be an out atheist, we're going to see more atheists who haven't spent long dark nights of the soul, or the soulless, I guess I should say, pondering what it means to be a good person, or what the meaning of life might be when there's no God and no afterlife and all we are is matter and energy arranged in an unusual way.
It's really paralleled what's happening in many Christian churches that have lost confidence in the authority of Scripture and the basic message of Christianity. The parallel is in Christianity, the criticisms of the foundations of Christianity, the reliability of Scripture, the presentation of Christ's saving work as the center of that Scripture, the facticity of the resurrection. When that has come into doubt and question, Christian churches move to dealing with social causes. When you've lost the gospel, you have nothing unusual to offer. Similarly, with the atheists, as they seem to be retreating from intellectual debates about the truth of atheism, as Hitchens and Harris and Dawkins have been scuttled in debates across the world repeatedly, atheism is regrouping and saying, you know, maybe that rational atheism isn't that important anyway. Let's get involved in the social justice issues and show people what a nice worldview atheism offers. Well, if it can't stand up to intellectual rigor and debate and cross-examination, I don't care what lifestyle it gives you. And it should be the same if Christianity is false and the resurrection didn't occur. Forget the morality of it. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.